You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes head coach Matt Dean. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Russell, it's a pleasure. Looking forward to working with you guys this year.
Coach, last year the Lynx finished 14-13 on the year, 6-10 in SCAC play, third in the Eastern Division, advancing to the SCAC semifinals. What did your team learn, going through last season?
Well, I think, first of all, we persevered in a lot of situations, Russell. With the conference alignment East-West, we had the 9 road games last year. And we lost a lot of close games on the road. And they battled, and we felt like we played great basketball in the conference tournament, in particular in a great win against Austin College. I guess you could label it an upset, but our kids felt going in we had a chance to win that basketball game. And we used a lot of energy. Then we lost to a great DePaul team in the semifinals. So for us to get to the semifinals again and finish above 500 in what I consider one of the top two or three most competitive leagues in all of Division III women's basketball, I think that says a lot for our kids and our program. And we're looking forward to taking those close games from last year and trying to get better every day and be better a few possessions each game and try to win some of those games with our schedule being a little more favorable this year in terms of playing more home games.
But you lose a couple of leaders and great basketball players from last year's team, and Becky Atnip and Becca Claren to graduation. How do you go about trying to fill those roles, not only as as I said, leaders, but basketball players as well on the floor?
Two tremendous young women. That's a challenge, without question. Becky Atnip basically came in here and started from day one and was very pivotal in our success last year. Becca Claren came back last year from a horrific knee injury her junior year, and I thought had a terrific senior year. Matter of fact, Becca had to guard Katie Williams, the player of the year in the league, in our upset win against Austin College, and just did a phenomenal job defensively on her and was a very versatile basketball player for us. So really, we're kind of looking forward. We know we're going to miss those two young ladies tremendously, but we're really excited about our nucleus. This preseason, Russell, our what I call our current starting five has really gelled. We've really come together as a team, and I think we have a real exciting backcourt. Lakia McGill is a former all-conference player in this league, and Charwell Bell was the newcomer of the year in the league last year. So we think we're exciting. We think we're going to be very competitive. We know we're in a tough league again. We know DePaul and Center on our side, plus Birmingham Southern, are three formidable opponents. I thought Oglethorpe got a lot better last year with young kids, and I thought Swanee's style of play created a lot of problems for us and a lot of people in this league. So we think the East alone is a huge challenge for us, even to get back to the conference tournament. And the West, honestly, Hendricks had a tremendous year last year. They return everybody for the most part. They lose a couple key players. And, Trinity is always going to be good. Amy does a terrific job there. And we have some new coaches in the league in the West. So it's going to be unique for us this year because we're going to play against some different styles we're not accustomed to.
Coach, looking at last year, the Lynx did a great job of, creating turnovers and taking care of the ball, third in the league in turnover margin and first in assist-to-turnover ratio. How do you continue that trend this year?
Well, I know it sounds simple, but it's just good guard play. We actually led the nation in turnover margin last year, fewest turnovers per game. And I think that's a credit to experience. Lakia McGill going to be a senior. She's logged, 76 games at the guard spot. And she was one of the tops in the league, like you said, in assist-to-turnover ratio. Charwell Bell, she makes good decisions with the ball. Sarah Womack's kind of an unknown name right now, but I think she's going to have a great year. Sarah played and started for us, certain games last year. And all those kids, we a lot of times, Russell, will play three or four guards at one time on the floor. So we are unique. We're going to play more guards than other people are sometimes. And I think when you have good guard play, you make good decisions, those things happen.
You return, as you mentioned, last year's SCAC Newcomer of the Year in Charwell Bell. What has she done to improve herself as a player in the offseason, and how have you seen her mature as a player?
Russell, I've had kids that did a great job during the season. What I mean by that is they were lights out from October 15th to March 1. The thing I'll say about Charwell is she's a year-round player and student. I mean, she was a 4.0 kid in the grade in the classroom last year. She made a commitment to the weight room this offseason. We asked her to step out, and, Charwell has a great mid-range game, and we want her to be more of a threat from beyond the arc because that's going to take her game to a step further, and she's done that. I think she's the most versatile player in this league. She's obviously one of the top four or five players in this league, and I think because of who we grabbed, graduated, you know Becky and Becca, you know, needed the ball a lot of times to be successful. You'll see Star Will become even more of a focal point in our offense. She's going to be our go-to person, and I think our team understands that, and we have no problems with that. And right now, our chemistry is terrific, and Char Will has become more of a vocal leader, and that's what she has to do. But you know, she has the street cred to do it. With her performance last year, this basketball team really believes in her.
Got to try and improve on attacking the glass, Coach. How do the Lynx work on trying to get in rebounds this season?
Well, you know, we did bring in a couple big kids that are going to help us. Amy Handelman, 6'2 kid from Jackson, Mississippi area, I think is going to make an impact in this league. Sarah Olds is another 5'11 strong forward for us from the Martin Westview area. It's a great high school basketball program. And we added another player, Bethany Gunn, who's a terrific rebounder, and she's from Jonesboro, Arkansas. So we've added some new kids, but then again, they're all freshmen. You know, so at the end of the day, we hope that we get better every day, and we hope that we're the type of team in middle of February that's in the mix. Because if we are, and these young kids develop, and we do a better job on the glass, with what we've got in guards coming back, we'll be a very dangerous basketball team.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Rhodes head coach Matt Dean. And Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team so far in preseason and practice heading into the year?
They've just matured and gotten along so well, Russell. They, you know, they're a tight-knit group. We have a smaller roster size. We're at 11 this year. We may be 12 if we had another kid here from a fall sport. But we have a couple two-sport athletes. So, you know, a lot of times we haven't had 10 at practice. And they are just so determined to get better. They've become a tight-knit group. And I'm just really surprised how quickly we have gelled with really only two starters back from last year's squad. Some of the new kids have come in right away and made an impact early on. And I think the mixture there has been surprising to me, but I'm really looking forward to the start of the season.
You know, you've had a chance to talk about them a little bit, but talk about the incoming class that you brought in this year, and you feel like you have some players that really can make an immediate impact on this team.
Well, I mentioned Amy Handelman, who's is a post player from Jackson, Mississippi, a legit 6'2 kid that can score and defend and rebound. And Amy is just a terrific kid. I think Sarah Olds, who's a perimeter player, comes from an outstanding program. She's a 5'11 forward from Martin Westview High School, and they've been to the state championship the last 2 years, the tournament. And then we're really excited about Bethany Gunn, another young lady that comes to us from Jonesboro, Arkansas, who is a rebounding machine. And then we have a transfer from Oglethorpe, Jamie Maxey, who will play right away. And Jamie has a very versatile game. She can knock down the three, and she finishes at the rim. So we're excited about those additions. We're excited just to get rolling because, you know, it's very tough. You've been doing this for a while. You're ready to play. And we feel like it's a pleasure to play in one of the best women's basketball leagues in the country, and I really believe that about the SCAC. DePaul is just, you know, I saw the other day, and I think the preseason top 10, deservedly so. I think center needs to be recognized in the top 25. I think they have some tremendous talent coming back. And, you know, also, you know, on the other side, Trinity and Hendricks are just always solid basketball programs. There's never an off night. It doesn't matter who you play in this league, Russell. They're going to challenge you. If you're not prepared or ready to go, you're going to get beat.
From the freshmen to the seniors, Coach, you have three of them in Lakia McGill, Alyssa Nicaro, and Shelby Kramer. You know, talk about what you're looking from them in terms of leadership and also, you know, as players on the floor.
Lakia has just become more vocal, and I think that's a big key because she's always done a nice job of running the team, but now she's becoming a coach on the floor. You know, Shelby and Alyssa, those are the two quality kids who actually, you know, we need their minutes. You know, anytime you're not a deep basketball team, you need quality minutes from your bench, and we're expecting them to get it. Give us that this year. And that's the challenge when you play some of these teams on the road. You know, you have to be deep because you're going to get in foul trouble on the road sometimes, and you have to have the ability to go 9 or 10 deep in this league or it's going to hurt you over a long season.
Coach, heading your ninth season at the helm of the women's basketball program there at Rhodes with a record of 115-91. Just talk about navigating the SCAC schedule. You know, what makes this league so competitive?
Well, I think there's great coaches and great players. And it all starts up in Greencastle, Indiana. I just think, you know, I know this is the last year that DePaul's in our league. I just think so much of their program and Coach Huffman and her staff. We've never beat them. And we've been close, though. You know, one of the things that a lot of people in this league, they fear the jersey. I look at it as a challenge. You know, we try to throw the kitchen sink at them, and a lot of times it doesn't work. But we've had some great battles, and we've also been handily defeated by them. But I just think, you know, you look at this league. I've been in it at 9 years, you know, like you said. We've had two national champions in this league. But I think early on in my tenure, Trinity won a national championship. DePaul, the most recent team. Oglethorpe went to the Final Four. You're looking at Hendricks last year won 20 basketball games. DePaul's been to multiple Elite Eights and Sweet 16s and other Final Fours as well, and Trinity has had multiple NCAA tournament bids. And Oglethorpe had such a phenomenal run there for 4 years with that special group of kids that Ron had in there. And I think Birmingham Southern is a team on the rise. You watch out. 2 years from now, we may be talking about them. So I just think the depth of the talent, the great coaches in this league, I have a lot of great friendships in this league, and I really, you know, I've been blessed to have a chance to coach in this league for as long as I have been.
You know, talk about the importance, Coach, of protecting your home court, especially in conference play, and then also, you know, stealing wins on the road and how important that can be, really putting a feather in your cap.
Well, it's ultimate, Russell. I remember we used to talk to Coach Hugman, my mentor, who coached here for 34 years. We had a formula where basically, you know, you break even at home, but anytime you get a road win, it's like plus two. A road loss doesn't hurt you, but a home loss kills you. So you got to take advantage of the schedule. This year, all the teams in the East, we have 9 home games. The West has 7. We got to take advantage of that. The beauty of this league is there's a lot of great places you go to. The curse of this league is travel is very difficult. So, you know, last year, you know, making the Austin College and Colorado College trip, we lost 2 close games. And I promise you, on Sunday, we were exhausted. And now those teams come to us. So 4 of the 6 home games, you know, that we got versus the West, you know, it's a beneficial because we're centrally located and we don't have to make some really long trips. So this league, besides the quality of the coaches and the teams and the players, the travel is very difficult. So you got to take advantage of those games, especially at Sunday afternoon at home. You got to find a way on Sunday afternoon at home to protect your home floor.
Finally, Coach, what are the goals you have for this 2010-2011 Lynx team, and sort of 2 or 3 things that you've really been working on as a coach to have this team improve and be ready for the start of the season?
Well, we always talk about every day, Russell. We want to get better every day as a basketball team. And I think this team we have here is going to be a lot better in January and February than we are going to be next week when we tip it up. The reality of the situation, our number one goal is to make the conference tournament. Every year we want to get there. In my first 8 seasons, we've been there 7 out of 8 times. So that pleases me. And then once you get there, we want to run the table. We would love to have this program, you know, get to the finals of an SCAC and compete for a bid to go to the NCAA tournament. You know, even the years that I've been here and we've finished 3rd or 4th, we feel like we've been one of the top 25 teams in the country. We just play in a really, really competitive league. And this year, we'd like to take another step. You know, last year, our 14-13 record was deceiving because of the amount of road games we played. And we're hoping to take another step. And we've been in the semis 4 times in my tenure. We'd love to get to the finals sometime. But to do that, you got to put yourself in position to do that and try to get a better seed. And that's a difficult task because we got some great teams in this league we've got to try to beat.
Rhodes head women's basketball coach Matt Dean. Again, the Lynx open up their 2010-2011 campaign November 15th on the road at Mississippi College. Coach, thanks again for your time today and best of luck as you move forward to the season.